And welcome to that Eurovision podcast, Eurovision with a slice of life. My name is Rory, and you know, I'm not doing too bad today. I'm still eating my Blackpool rock, I'm really interested to talk about this topic because it's something that, you know, constantly gets brought up in the fandom, and I think it's something, you know, that can bring about a good bit of debate. And joining me?
Jazzy, I'm conflicted on this topic, so it'll be really interesting to like delve into it. And yeah, it's always nice to have some good healthy debate on this podcast.
I'd like to think it's healthy.
Well, maybe it is, who knows.
Hi, it's Rosie. I am lying in bed eating jammy dodgers, so I'm happy.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is the sort of perfect place to luxuriate. I'm wearing my dressing gown as always because it's me. And I am going to be very relaxed and ready to talk about today's topic.
Tim here. Well, doing nothing much. I'm literally in bed. It's a Sunday. Like,
Fuck, it's a Sunday.
Yeah. Oh my god, here we go with the Sunday memes. Yeah, it's a Sunday. Yeah, so I'm literally not doing much. I'm taking a break from everything. The only thing I'm doing today is recording and watching TV, and that's basically my life on Sundays.
That sounds amazing.
At least you didn't say you woke up, you recorded the podcast, and you're going back to bed. At least you didn't say that.
That's
because I know
plan.
You have said that before.
Yeah, we've heard that before, yeah.
Whereas I'm just in bed recording, like, living the great life.
You're living the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fantastic. So this week we're going to take a bit of a diversion from our usual, you know, year retrospective or country retrospective. We're going to talk about something that seems to kind of dominate, you know, conversations in fandoms the world over every year. And we're going to talk about, you know, the prevalence and the inclusion of so-called joke entries. Now, obviously, everyone's perception of what a joke entry is going to be different. So I think the best thing to do is just to kind of, before we even properly get started, I think, is like, what is your own personal definition of what a joke entry is, just before we go any further? Because, you know, we could end up offending someone that's absolutely ridiculous, and then, you know, we'll end up cancelling ourselves even more than we already are.
For me, it will be either you're taking the piss out of something. That's mostly the case. Like, if you're making a joke at something, well, not at someone, but like, you know, social aspects of life per se. But then again, you know, the way people live in different countries, you know, like social, well, the way you behave is, or like people like act, can differ in each territory. And sometimes whatever the norm is in one country wouldn't necessarily be a norm in the other country. And that would be the case where, you know, what we perceive as normal in Western society, sometimes in Eastern society, that might not be the case. And they're taking the piss at the fact that, you know, why is it a norm for them, but it isn't for us. And it's kind of like seen as like, you know, an offense, maybe.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
I've got a couple of definitions. One of them can be you're in general making fun of the contest. Now, I've seen this be done a couple of times. I will go into one later. Or you're making fun of like a social topic, like, and we've definitely seen this be done in the contest as well. I feel like the biggest example would be Portugal 2011, like they're protesting. I don't know what they're protesting because I can't remember, but I know it was like something to do with a social topic, and a lot of Eurovision fans view this as a joke entry, and I would as well. I sometimes think that costumes can play a part. It's whether something is a joke entry. An example I will use for that is Latvia 2008, Pirates of the Sea. In this case, they're not necessarily making fun. They're not necessarily making fun of anything, but they are literally dressed as pirates.
But it was such a feel-good entry, though.
It is a tune.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying joke entries are bad.
But the thing is, though, if you think about this with that one, what you classified as a joke entry was the last time Latvia qualified until 2015.
And that is disgusting, that the fact that they actually qualified.
It deserves qualified. Just because I'm calling it out as a joke entry does not mean I think it's bad. The song that is my main thing for today, I actually really, really like. So, just because you call something a joke entry does not mean it's bad or you should dislike it. You may have other opinions later today, especially you, Rory.
Well, we'll see.
I feel like, for me, I possibly go in a slightly different direction to Tim and Jazzy, in that I think that songs that are making fun of a particular social issue or something that's going on, I don't call them joke entries. For me, I consider them fun entries that actually have quite a serious meaning behind them. And there are a lot of songs that I think a lot of people would class as joke entries that I feel fall more into that category than something that is actually a joke. So I feel, to me, the way I would classify a joke entry is a song that I possibly need a minute. Please do feel free to take over, Rory.
Okay. Well, I'll basically say that my definition of a joke entry is one that obviously takes itself and the contest in an incredibly light way, but in a way that brings the contest into disrepute. Because, you know, living in the UK and being brought up in Ireland, there is kind of a stigma attached to the contest, obviously, here, you know, that, oh, everything's just a joke and no one can sing properly and, you know, it's all political bullshit, which obviously is not the case. But when you have certain songs competing in a year, that kind of actually, that stereotype ring true, then, of course, that's going to kind of give ammo to the people who are stigmatizing the contest. Like Rosie said, there are some songs that obviously that like talk about like social movements and kind of other kind of things like that that wouldn't necessarily count as a joke entry. But for me, I think it kind of comes down to like the best way I think to describe it would just be to it's definitely something on a case by case basis. If I think they're kind of good, then. Or if they're good, kind of like lighthearted and nothing harmful, then I think that's fine. But if they take themselves genuinely seriously and they know that they're bringing the contest into disrepute, then that's when I know that it's a joke entry and that shouldn't be tolerated. Anyway, back to you, Rory.
I really like that definition and I'm going to steal it.
Hey! That's mine. I did all the work there.
Yes, you did, and then I jumped on your bandwagon and stole it.
Ridiculous, honestly. But so basically what we're going to do is that we're going to talk, we're each going to give one song that we think is a joke entry, and then one song that we think shouldn't be a joke entry, okay? So, basing that on your definitions, who wants to kick us off?
I will go first. My entry that is definitely a joke entry. There is no argument that can really be made for it being a joke entry. I actually personally quite like this song. Is 2008 Dustin the Turkey, Irlanda Jesus. Oh, there is no debate whether this is a joke entry. It is totally making fun of the bloc voting in Eurovision. However, I feel like something that I said in the 2009 episode sticks with this one. It's just a bop. Do I acknowledge it's pretty bad? Yes. Do I like it? Yeah. And I feel like it's fun and it's enjoyable. And I enjoy listening to it and it is on my favourites playlist. It's a joke entry because it is making fun of the block voting, and obviously within the entry they're calling out different countries in the Eastern European bloc, telling them to vote for them. They are definitely making fun of social issues in terms of the ex-Soviet Union members, simply because their island are a Western country, that the countries they're calling out are Eastern European. But in general, it tends to be like very much tied to like the constraints of the contest, so it's not offensive.
Okay.
And them not giving them any points. Well, basically, Ireland was salty in 2008.
Yeah, because they came last for the first time last year. So it's like, ooh.
Oh, no. I really like that song. Can we not?
Well, which one? They Can't Stop the Spring or Irlanda Du's Poix?
Oh, no. I thought you meant last year. Ignore me. Because I was like, they came last in 2019 as well. Like, no.
They also really, like, all of those songs are great in different ways.
Ridiculous.
But they Can't Stop the Spring is beautiful and deserved better.
True.
No, 22 deserved better. It's just her wisdom tooth.
Agreed.
Giving her a break.
Like we said before, this is a Sarah McTurn and Wisdom Tooth Hate podcast.
I can relate to Sarah McTurnan right now.
Ooh.
This is a Jazzy's Teeth Hate podcast.
I'll go next. Bear in mind that I just moved when this song came on, but for this one, I will say that, you know, I did not expect that this will be the first entry I will be welcomed into the Eurovision. But the thing that the entry, which I think was a joke and is a joke, is Cooch.
Yeah.
And okay. Flying the flag for you. I think they were just, from what I can remember, they were just in a desperate state back then, isn't it? This is like the plea, like, you know, we know we're a joke. Like, you know, we're even making like this entry to prove that we know we suck. Like, please vote for us. I mean, yay from the 12 from Malta and the 7 points from Ireland. But like, still, you know, thank you for being our saving graces, but still, you know, I can see why it's a joke entry. It's like, you know, we've just given up. Like, you know, we're just putting something random on, not even bothering or caring.
Okay, yeah, I get you.
I'm now having to try and think of another one because Jazzy just took mine.
Uh-oh.
Rory, go next.
Oh, well, but that's fine.
I'm scrolling through Wikipedia trying to get inspiration for another joke entry right now.
Okay. Well, I've got one to hand, and that's fine. So we're going to stay in this era, and we're going to go back to 2008 for mine, and my one that definitely should be considered a joke entry is Estonia, Crazy Radio, and Leto Svet. I mean, you know, of course this is 100% a joke entry. You know, you have the three people who are like the three band members who were dressed up in the colours of the Serbian flag. They are singing in Serbian, German and Finnish about summer nights, and then all of a sudden these scantily clad women just come out holding signs to do with beetroot and cake, and like, you have no idea what the hell is going on. And then, you know, in this kind of weird instrumental piece, they start gyrating, you know, trying to fuck a piano. Then, you know, trying to get, and then they blow up an accordion, and, like, it's a huge mess. It's a huge mess, and I think it was rightfully tanked in the semi-final. Saying that, I mean, I do have a somewhat soft spot for it, just because of how crazy it actually is. I just don't really understand it. I don't know what went on in Estonia in 2008 for them to send this, but, At least they did it, and then they failed, and then they came back with Randayad the next year, and then they decided to just make everything all right, so it's fine. Have you found one, Rosie?
I found one, yay. I think. I had to check the lyrics to make sure that I wasn't missing anything, but I think the lyrics are about as bad as everything else about it.
Okay.
So, we are also sticking in 2008, and this is one of those ones that possibly for its own good or for everybody else's own bad didn't have to go through the semifinals. So, my pick is Baila el Chiqui Chiqui by Rodolfo Chiquili
Quattro.
I didn't put any effort. There is a certain amount of fondness I have for it, but I also think it is bad. And it's staged in a way to be explicitly bad. Like, you have that dancer literally just falling everywhere. And just reading the lyrics to it right now, like, at Father Damien's wake, they played the Cheeky Cheeky and the dead man started to dance, 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 dance.
I mean, why not keep going? Yeah, let's yeah. Just, like, raise the dead just so they can do, you know, El Michael Jackson.
And yes.
El Robocop.
Yes.
Oh.
And it's one of those songs, there are no words. There are absolutely no words for it, except you just have to bailar el cheeky cheeky, because quite honestly, you can't do anything else when you're watching it.
I mean,
it did quite decently though, didn't it, to say it's a joke entry?
Yeah,
it came 16th.
Yeah, that's not bad. Better than we did in 2008.
You should have done so much better.
That did not deserve last.
Not like, when Germany was right there, but you know.
Exactly.
Andy Abraham should have done better.
Yeah, for sure.
Even if my world stops in my way,
I'll never stop loving you.
Tune. Honestly, a tune. But yeah. Interesting how we've all gone for 2007/2008 for joke entries. Very interesting. But yeah, so let's kind of make it a bit more positive now. Like, what's one song that you think shouldn't be seen as a joke entry?
Oh, I can start this off.
Go for it.
Okay. I like this one because this was at the time where I'm just, you know, how do I say this? Getting acquainted with the fandom further. It's like, you know, I'm trying to go in further, but the one that I don't want to see as a joke entry is Rush's Budanovsky Babushki Party for Everybody. I know a lot of, like, even the Eurovision, like, you know, the Russian grannies, like, they do have names, you know, BBC. Wow. You know, you don't call them the Russian grannies, you call them by their real name.
Yeah.
Like, the reason why, like, you know, the song's about making, it's a fun-filled song. They're doing, what is it? The song was, like, about what, like, making bread?
And actually having a party for everybody.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's a fun-filled song. It's not a joke entry. They're not taking the piss out of anything. They're just making a task that, you know, would end up where everybody can join in. A fun-filled one. And the fact that they did this at a very old age as well was very impressive.
We do love the Buranovsky and Babushki. And it's really sad as well, because now two of them are now deceased.
I thought there was only one.
No, one of them died like a couple of years afterwards. And then the smallest one died a couple of years ago.
You know what's really worse? There was this something going on when they were performing somewhere. There's this video going around where one of them got injured. And I'm like,
oh,
no.
I remember it.
And I'm like, more like, no, you shouldn't laugh at that. That's disgusting.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I did laugh. For those of you who don't know necessarily what this video is, it's the Budanovsky Babushki singing in front of, like, a shop. or some kind of like convenience store, and they have this kind of background behind them that has like it's kind of fitted with metal poles and to kind of keep it sturdy.
It's a signage basically.
Yeah. And they were performing in front of it and they were singing, you know, party for everybody and whatever, and this gust of wind comes and just knocks the sign over, and you can just see it like enveloping them all and like knocking them all to the floor, and it's like you don't like it's incredibly like you would never really want to laugh at it, but it's actually quite funny. Oh dear. Anyway,
I think the entry that I don't class as a joke entry, which others may, is from 2018, My Lucky Day, Doridos.
Okay.
Now, there is probably arguments here for it being a joke entry, as they are making fun of basically cheating in a relationship. However, I wouldn't say they're making fun of anything to do with the contest or anything like that. It's just that I feel it's more tongue-in-cheek rather than a full-on joke entry. Like, I feel like this is where the line between a joke entry and a fun entry is crossed, and I don't think this is a joke entry. Plus, it did really well. Like, juries respected it, and in the most case, juries will not respect something that's a joke entry. It came 10th with the juries. Like, I feel like if a juror does recognize that there is musical quality here, they're not like, and they were very, very creative with the staging, with the doors. Like, apparently that staging was like really, really cheap as well. Like,
yeah, 5,000 euros.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Apparently I read somewhere they only did like what, 5,000 to 10,000 euros or something.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and they got a top 10 placing. Like, it goes to show you don't have to spend that much on staging.
It's my example as to why I like the idea of not having an LED screen every few years, because when countries do something like that, that's when it gets so impressive.
Because it's another argument for it not being a joke entry, there's been so many songs about cheating in Eurovision, and we don't consider those joke entries. That this one was a fun entry, which was also about cheating.
Okay, so mine is a song that I have defended many times on this podcast before, and I will continue to do so. Okay. And it's from 2014, and it is Moustache by Twin Twin.
I want to have a moustache.
And first of all, before I start on this, I am not going to defend the live, because the live was not good.
The live but is I will actually defend... not that bad.
Compared to a lot of other songs that year, I think it flopped live compared to how well all of the entries around it did.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you could sort of tell the fact that, yes, actually, they did miss a few notes, and sometimes it was just sort of yelling rather than singing. But the song is a really fun criticism of capitalism and consumerism, and just looking at the lyrics, I really, really like how cynical they are. Like, he's talking about how he has a new suit every day, he lives in an amazing house, he lives in a penthouse apartment, he's got a housekeeper, but he doesn't even have to spend any time with her. Like, look at how great my car is, I've got amazing perfume, I've got a gym, I've got everything that I've ever wanted in my life, but I am not happy because I cannot grow a moustache. And on the one hand, that's hilarious. And on the other hand, I think it has a really interesting message behind it. And it's talking about how you can have everything that you possibly want, but you still aren't necessarily going to be fulfilled in your life. And I think that's a really interesting message. And I feel like, because the only word that any English person can understand is moustache, or I want to have a moustache, I feel like it gets dismissed as a joke entry when actually just paying a little bit more close attention to what the lyrics are, people could possibly learn something from it.
This is where they need to do an English version. It'd be like, I want this, I want that. And I can't remember the rest.
There is never enough for me. There is always something I don't have.
But
it's great. I love it, and I will continue to defend it.
I mean, it is a very good song. It was my like going into the contest. It was like my number three, but it's kind of slipped down a few spaces now. But it's still a very good song. Yeah. So my sort of song that shouldn't be considered a joke entry. We're staying in 2008, and I'm going to go with Pokušaj, which is Bosnia and Herzegovina, Elaka. Now, I can see why it would have been classed as a joke entry, because, you know, the staging is kind of out there. For those of you who may not have seen the sort of the first performance of it after it was internally selected, Laka basically just kind of came out on the stage in Sarajevo, were holding a live chicken, just plopped the chicken down on the stage, and then just sang while the woman just kind of runs around the space, and this chicken is just stood there, just like, what the hell is going on? Now, luckily, it wasn't as out there as in Serbia than as it was in Bosnia, but I think it actually is a really good song. You know, I'm just looking at the lyrics here, you know, like, similar to Mustache, it kind of does actually have a lot of a deeper meaning. So, you know, it's talking about evolution, saying, you know, that life didn't come from the sea but from love, and, you know, we spent so much time laying around not doing anything because we were, you know, we would, like, without love we wouldn't have evolved, essentially, and that, you know, we would just spend so much time sort of without eating bananas and whatever, you know, that kind of thing. And I love that, you know. I think it's an incredibly like passionate love story, but just told in a very kind of outlandish way, and unfortunately the staging really didn't show that, because, you know, you just had brides knitting while Laka just appeared out of nowhere from a basket of laundry, and then he did the laundry, and yeah, honestly, I mean, it's not how I would have staged that song, but I think it's so deep, and it's just really nice, you know, and I'm, do you know what, I'm still glad that I managed to make the top 10, because it did deserve to come in the top 10. But, you know, I guess that, you know, there was some saving graces to 2008 as a year. Well, I'll save my opinions for 2008 for the 2008 episode, which should be coming up sometime soon. But yeah, so kind of looking at joke entries in general, do you think the contest like needs joke entries nowadays? Because, you know, as we've seen, a lot of the songs that we talked about were kind of 2007 to 2014-ish area. So, you know, do you think, like, Eurovision has kind of progressed past the need for joke entries now?
I kind of to say that they have, simply because you can make a fun tongue-in-cheek entry. For example, again, I'll say My Lucky Day, Dory Does, Occidentally's Karma, Francesco Gabbani, Hey Mama by Sunstroke Project. You can make that fun tongue-in-cheek entry without it being a complete joke entry. So I feel like these entries that are completely joking and completely making fun of the contest and making fun of everything that it stands for are almost like not offensive, but like so unneeded, and you can try a lot harder. And I feel like nowadays with the juries having like half the say, with the whole 50, they have a 50% say now. I just don't think it'll work, because juries will never go for an entry that is completely a joke entry. So it'd be hard to just get anywhere in the contest.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
Can agree with Jazzy on that. I feel like it's so, as much as I feel like a lot of the songs that people tend to class as joke entries are not what I would consider a joke entry, I feel like there's never really been a place in the contest for them. But songs that are fun, songs that are silly, songs that have a bit of a message to them, but done so in a way that is humorous. I think that's great, and I would love, I love seeing those. I feel like I came from a very local perspective, in that certainly when I was a lot younger and I used to watch Eurovision, of course the joke entries and the silly entries were the ones that stood out to me. And I still have quite a soft spot for a lot of them, but also looking more into them and developing more of an appreciation for the contest as a whole, I feel like it's very easy to get caught up in the whole narrative that is particularly pushed by the UK media, and from what Rory said, sort of the Irish media as well, that Eurovision is sort of this night for stupid, kitschy pop. And I think it is a lot more than that. And I feel like we have started to move away from that, certainly in terms of the contest. And I feel like people need to broaden their perceptions about what the contest is and what it can be from a local perspective, because otherwise the UK is never going to do well again. And we really need to change that.
Please, UK. I mean, if people just stop reading The Sun, then I think that would be fantastic. It'd be off to a great start. But, you know, we can't. Rome wasn't built in a day, so, you know.
For me, I kind of agree. It's like, where do you draw the line with what's a joke entry, what's a fun entry? But then again, you know, when people send entries to the contest, maybe the song has a personal meaning. So what might people see as a joke entry might be something personal to the person that's actually singing, or maybe who wrote the song. So so for me, I would say, I wouldn't say there's no room, but it just depends on the way people interpret it at the end of the day. Because remember, most of the people that see these shows, like, won't know the entry until the night itself.
True. I think, see, for me, I'm kind of in the same way. It's like, it's hard to define, what is that fine line that separates a song that doesn't take itself seriously, but still, you know, it's upbeat and fun and kind of can get the show going, comparing that to a song that takes itself seriously but knows what it's talking about isn't serious. And that's, it's a hard one to delve into, I guess. But I think it's like it's of course needed nowadays, you know. Like I'm not saying at all that you know, any upbeat song is a joke song and therefore we need to like get rid of it, because obviously that's not the case. That's not what we're saying at all. So for example, I wouldn't say that Little Big was a joke entry this year. I wouldn't have said that The Roop wasn't a joke entry this year. I wouldn't have said that Daddy Freya was a joke entry this year. I wouldn't have said any of them were joke entries this year, with the exception maybe of What Is Love, but that is just purely for the sake of being contrived. So it's like
he never imagined the power.
He didn't need to, honestly. I think you know, joke entries that deliberately kind of say, oh, we're taking the piss, you know, we're just having fun, we're getting dressed all silly and whatever for the sake of the silliness, I don't appreciate that, and so that's why I don't think we need that. But songs that are upbeat, that can talk about something that is more kind of rooted, I guess you could say, in something serious, I'm totally down for. So this is why, you know, I'd include songs like Poland 2014 in that category. Like, you know, it talks about, you know, celebrating your culture. It's talking about celebrating your heritage and your genes, even though most people on the night would have seen that as just being like, oh my God, she's getting her tits out. Oh my God, she's churning in a sexy way. It's like, But yeah, so honestly, I think it's a fine line, but I think it really just comes down to everyone's own sort of personal opinion on it. But yeah, I think maybe now that Eurovision is starting to like grow as a contest, and you know, we don't really see that much of them anymore, so I don't think we'll really be seeing Joe Kentry's that much anymore, and not unless someone just decides to throw a hissy fit and be like, oh my god, we threw so much money at this and we're not getting anything back, so let's just take the piss, you know.
I really, really hope that is not the UK.
Well, let's say, you know, given the way it's going, who knows? But yeah, no. Do you? I was just to kind of like round things out, I guess. You know, like, do you think we'll see them carrying on? Do you think you know that they'll end up dying out?
Yeah, I think they will end up dying out. Like, I feel like we're seeing it now. Like from 2008, where we had 5 or 6 songs where you could argue whether they're Joe Kentry is or not, to 2020, where we didn't really have a single song where you could make that argument. Yeah, they're dying out.
Honestly, I can't even remember the last time there would have been an entry that I would count within my definition of joke entries. So I'm really happy to see that, yeah, we have no shortage of fun and upbeat songs that aren't joke entries, and I am very happy with that. I'm just trying to think of when I think the last joke entry was, and it's really not coming to mind, so I might just have to go back through Wikipedia or something.
Well, I mean, I actually just thought of Portugal 2011 is what Jazzy was saying at the top of the episode. Like that, it was the reason why they had sent that song in 2011 is because there was obviously protests that were going on in Portugal, you know, due to the financial strain of, you know, austerity and things like that. And so people were coming out being, you know, the struggle is the power, because, you know, that's where the protests are coming from, and that's where we can deliver change and stuff. But again, it's that kind of, oh no, we're holding up signs and we're all dressed up as a painter and an army man, but no, you know, we're not being you know, weird at all about that. So I don't know, it's a strange thing, but I think now it's just not really it's just kind of, you hardly see anything like it anymore.
Well, with the changes and the resurgence of the competition, it's slowly dying out, but you know, people are still, well, entries are still trickling their way through somehow, so it's dying out, but let's say about 90% of joke entries are like out, but like there's still that small percentage that is still there. But, and you know, you can't stop joke entries making their way through to national finals. And you know, I just feel sorry for, like, sometimes if there's a head of delegations, like, okay, you know, we'll just put this entry for laughs, and then all of a sudden it wins.
Case in point, like, Ireland 2008.
Be like, yikes, now we have to deal with this. But all I'll say is, you know, if people see it as a joke entry, sometimes I might see it as a fun entry. So, again, it will be based on a person's perspective, whether they see it as a joke or not.
But yeah, like you said, though, I mean, they can't stop it from coming into international finals. So, you know, when I think of national final joke entries, I'll always think of cats and Vos Indie Cats and but if you need to listen to that song if you haven't heard of that one before. It's Esti Lowell, and it's Kayatam Vos Indie Cats and it's obviously the most chaotic staging I think you'd ever see in a national selection, but like I feel like you probably would enjoy it. But yeah, so do we have any sort of final points just before we finish things up?
Just saying that, you know, I hope
fun entries are still to say are still coming in, but if you, whether or not you see them as a joke, they'll still be needed in the competition, because you know what's the point if all of the songs are like ballads and you know pretty boring stuff. We don't need it every single year. We need some fun and light. It's a friendly competition. Well, yeah. In most cases.
Right. In terms of fun entries, I definitely think we have definitely seen a resurgence in the last couple of years. And I do think that may be down to Netta's win, which, again, is definitely not a joke entry. So, and that's, it's just a fun song, but has a very, very serious meaning behind it. And I feel like we're going to see a lot more of those songs in the next few years, because I do feel like winners tend to have, like, the few years after they win, we tend to see a lot of, like, very similar songs. So I do think there'll be a lot of fun entries for many years to come. And I do think that Netta's win has helped that. And, yeah.
I've just been scrolling back through Wikipedia pages for every Eurovision entry year. And I feel like the only song... 2012 has a couple... But since then, the only one I can really find that I would possibly consider could be classed as a joke entry is Yodel It.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not sure, I'm not even sure whether I would consider it a joke entry or not, but I certainly know some people would, and certainly aspects of that performance would be. But
yeah, I'm thinking Space, Montenegro 2017.
I'm not sure Space is a joke entry. I think Space is a misguided attempt by a dude with a very long ponytail to
but he make used that his ponytail it, dance. The way he used that ponytail is the staging.
Yeah.
It's the Slav
that crossed the line.
It's Slavko identity.
I don't think the song itself is a joke entry. I think it's the staging that would do that.
I mean, linen is covered with feathers being the first, like, line.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you're, like, talking about, like, you know, wet dreams, wild nightmares, come into me from within. I mean, it definitely runs the risk. Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, obviously, you know, at the time of recording, you know, like, it does seem to be that joke entries are kind of weeding their way out, I guess, of the contest, and I guess that's a good thing, because we don't need this kind of stigma, especially within, you know, the British Isles and the British media. So if we can have some more upbeat, light-hearted, fun but serious entries, then I'm 100% down for that. But yeah, so yeah, that takes us to the end of that of this episode of That Eurovision Podcast. I'd really like to thank Jazzy, Rosie and Tim just for, you know, going into the depths of joke entries, and luckily not going too far back, to kind of just talk about it, because, you know, like, you know, this is all a big conversation, so, you know, if you have any ideas of what, you know, you would consider to have as a joke entry, or what your definition of a joke entry is, like, have we got it all wrong? If you think we've got it wrong, please do just, like, get in touch, because, you know, we're always open to other opinions and other kind of viewpoints and whatever, so, you know, get in touch. But yeah, in the meantime, please do continue to follow us on all of our social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at That Euro Podcast. We're also on Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well, so please do follow us over there as well, so you always get notified for whenever a new episode comes out. Yeah, in the next couple of weeks, we'll be kind of maybe having another couple of country episodes, and maybe a couple of year retrospectives as well, and we have a couple of other surprises for you, but we'll keep you waiting for them, so it'll be very interesting. So shall we all say goodbye?
Bye.
Bye.